Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Toronto, Ontario, Canada! Our opening bout is a flagpole match and has no time limit. The rules in this bout are simple. The only way to win is to climb the turnbuckle and retrieve your flag from the pole above. There are no pinfalls and no disqualifications. Coming down the aisle, he is proud to be an American. This is Americana, Joel Saunders!
Entering the ring with a stern look on his face, you have to say to yourself, here's a man who is clearly over the hill and clearly biting up more than I personally think he can chew. Let's look at the cold, hard facts. Joel Saunders is 50 years old, and he is not in the best shape of his life. He's not even a hardcore wrestler. And unfortunately, the man he's wrestling, the man who's going to come to the ring right now, he is. The lights have gone out, and across the Ovaltron appears the words, never say die. As the echo of his hideous laughter fades, the lights begin to flicker in psycho-like fashion, but I have yet to see Chris Ross exit the curtain. I'm not sure if something's wrong, folks. Oh, no, there he is! There he is! There stands Chris Ross, walking out on the stage, waving the Hawaiian flag. Ross points towards his black tank top that has the word freak written across it, and I can't agree with that statement more. Kicking off down the ramp, Ross storms the ring with his head down and ripping off his duvet. Oh my lord! Oh my god, look at the hideous stitches across the scar-riddled forehead of Chris Ross. I think I'm going to be sick. Oh, he looks disgusting. Finally settling into the corner of Ross is Chemo Newton, his manager. And you know what? Chemo seems to be keeping his distance, as I am from Ross. You know what, Chemo? I don't blame you. The guy isn't of the sanest of mind. How are you even friends with him? You know the guy is a few fries short of a Happy Meal. Definitely. Oh, come on, Chemo. Give me a break already.
And his opponent, now in the ring, accompanied by his manager, Chemo Newton, and weighing in at a massive 300 pounds from Honolulu, Hawaii, he is a man without an identity. He is Chris Ross.
As the American flag is placed high in one corner and the Hawaiian flag in the adjacent, it's time for our first match to begin. The referee is called for the bell, and here we go! Saunders immediately gets on his Muhammad Ali bicycle and moving side to side and back and forth. Oh, he just popped Ross in the face with an awesome knuckle-snapping jab. Ross shakes off the initial contact. Oh, Ross just got hit again. Saunders connected with another jab, and Ross, he's just grunting off the second shot. Not letting the big Hawaiian's resiliency fool him, Saunders dives in with a boot to the stomach area of the big Hawaiian, pushing the wind of Ross into the corner. Joel reaches back and leans into a hard, nasty knife-edge chop, and that had to hurt. Folks, Joel Saunders better watch out, because he's not hurting Chris Ross. He's just getting him mad. Irish whip out of the corner and into the ropes goes Ross, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. And looking for a shoulder block, Ross knocks Saunders flat on his back in the center of the ring. Whipping elbow crushes Joel John, immediately tossing Saunders from the ring. I'm getting the feeling that Chris Ross isn't interested in winning this match, but instead, he's interested in hurting Joel Saunders. Stepping over the top rope in hot pursuit comes Chris Ross, and going down hard with a select handle across the shoulder blades of Saunders. Chris Ross is pointing towards the Spanish announcer table. Hey, Julio Miguel, get the hell out of here. This guy is, you know, he's cuckoo, loco, crazy. Oh my god, I'm out of my lingo. Throwing the chairs out of the way and pulling both monitors out from the table. Ross throws Joel onto the level of extreme. And what's he going to do? Oh my god, he's going back onto the apron. Whoa, no, Ross, don't do it. Why are you making the sign of the cross? Jesus Christ, Rick flip flops out in the snow and making a snowman. Ross leaps it to the air. Here comes a pain. Did you hear that sick sadistic bud? Fans, I can barely see Joel Saunders, but I can see his legs convulsing in the mass of tables and broken pieces of wood. Folks, this is not a pin-to-win match, but much to the pleasure of Chris Ross, the referee has no choice but to allow this contest to continue. This is crazy. Someone needs to stop Chris Ross before he kills somebody. Saunders is an old man who can't take moves like this. Where's Mr. Mateen, damn it? I suspended. Where's Scott Champion? Come on, Scott. You're the man in charge. Get out of here. Somebody's got to help Joel Saunders before Chris Ross tears him limb from limb. Good God, Ross is picking up one of the broken monitors. No, Ross, no. Don't do it. Over his head and down at the Joel Saunders skull. Oh, my God. This match is quickly turning into a bloodbath of epic and sadistic and sick proportion. Come on, Ross, leave the guy alone. Folks, there seems to be no controlling Chris Ross. He is enraged, and now he's going under the ring. My God, what's he looking for? Oh, he's got a toolbox. What are you doing? Hey, that's an X-Acto knife, Ross. No, Ross charges. Oh, my God, he's tearing open another gash across the forehead of Joel Saunders. Holy cow, this isn't Silence of the Lambs. Get out of here, Ross. Come on, security! Here comes security down to the ringside area. Now they're pulling Ross off of something. Get the knife! The lunatic! Get the knife out of his hand! He's trying to scalp Joel Saunders! Folks, right now, Joel Saunders is covered from head to toe in his own blood, and as a nasty gash is across his forehead, continue to gush, forming the proverbial crimson mask. Chris Ross finally manages. Oh my God, he just knocked out all of the WWE security. Every single guy who came out to pull him off of Joel Saunders is not flat on their collective asses. Saunders is now struggling to his feet, and I don't believe it. He's getting up. What's this guy made of? He's like a piece of iron. Ross sees him. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's going back under the ring for something. What's he going to get? A kitchen sink? A sword? A bat? What's he going to do? Hurling to both legs. Fluorescent tube across the head of Joel Saunders and falling face first into the small mats in Ric Flair-like fashion. Stick a fork in Joel Saunders because he's definitely done. Ross has continued his enraged fury out here outside the ring, and when all this is over, I can pretty much guarantee that this will be the last time you see Joel Saunders in a WWE ring ever again. Ross has now wrestled he's now wrestled the trash can from underneath the apron, and with Joel Saunders still knocked out, cold flat on his back. Oh my God, well, what could happen? Ross is now stuffing Saunders into the can. Once again, up onto the apron. Ross takes the lead of it. Oh my God! Hideaway splash onto the trash can at Vince. Joel Saunders has been packed tighter than a can of tuna. Blood is oozing from the crinkled up aluminum, and looking down at the carnage that was once Joel Saunders, Chris Ross, that sick fuck, he's laughing at him. Just climb the stupid pole and end the thing, Ross. There's nothing left for you to prove. The guy's practically dead. Prying Ross from his tin prison of hell, Ross rolls him back into the ring under the bottom ropes, and something tells me that this hardcore nut isn't even close to being done. Jerking up the limp and lifeless Saunders from the canvas, Ross pulls him into the ropes. Ross raises the big boot, but Saunders goes low, avoiding the jaw-breaking power move with a baseball slide. Up to both knees, low blow right into Ross's testicular fortitude and temper. Ross falls over like a house of cards. Saunders is covered and crusted in his own blood, but he's pointing to the turnbuckle. I don't believe it. I can't fathom it, but Joel Saunders is going to climb a pole and he's going to win. He's up on the ropes. He's reaching for the flag. No! Ross from behind with a donkey punch stops Joel Saunders dead in his tracks and locking up Saunders on the top turnbuckle. Ross is leaning back.
Right out on the top turnbuckle!
Chris Ross lets out a lion's roar, and he's going up to the top of the pole. Ross pulls down the American flag, and this one is over. I don't believe it. Thank God this one is over. Thank God this one is done. And thank God Michael Stuffer is in the ring for the official announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, because Chris Ross retrieved the American flag
Instead of the Hawaiian flag, the referee has given this decision to the winner of the flagpole match, Joel Saunders!
Oh my god! Oh my, you've gotta be kidding me! Ross is in such a rage that he recovered the wrong flag! What an idiot! I can't stop laughing! Talk about shooting into your own goal! Oh no! Ross is snap hand, get out of the ring before you become the next victim of this lunatic's wrath! There goes Stuffer! There goes Mario Lane! Oh my god! Joel Saunders is still in the ring! Oh Ross, please! We beg of you, no! The man is half dead! Chris, don't do it! It's only a mag! Hey, we're not laughing at you! We're living with you!
Saunders for a second time!
Oh my god, good lord! Joel Saunders? Did his shoulder just pop out? Oh my god, that looked disgusting! WWE security has regrouped by flooding the ring with the Canadian Mounties by their side, and they're forcing the wild and out of control Chris Ross from the square circle with their taser guns! Don't send them my way! Hey! Hey, you guys crazy! Mr. Ross, I wasn't talking about you. You crossed my heart, hope to die. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. I mean, yes. Yes. Absolutely, sir. Yes. I thought you were too. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, sir. Whew. Oh, my God. Fans, now that Chris Ross has been forced into the back and away from the general public, thank God, we're going to take a break. And while the medical team carries out what left of Joel Saunders from the blood-covered ring, let me just say this. DCP, Mike Morrison, and Sarah Richards, collectively the NDW, have gotten so far into this kid's head that now they're ignoring him, and it's just driving him absolutely insane. Before we go to a commercial break, let me say this. When we return, it's going to be Matt McClain inside that squared circle, ready to bring to us his first edition of his brand new show entitled The Danger Hour. And get this, his guest, his very first guest, will be none other than Eric Danger himself. We'll see you in a few. Hey, medic, is Saunders still breathing?
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and alongside me is the man without an identity, Chris Ross. Let's jump right into this, Chris. After being buried alive by newly formed NDW, my rumor mill was stirring with chit-chat of your retirement. How do you respond to that?
Isn't this ironic? The whole nation thinks that I am washed up thanks to you, Parks. Sure, you got the better of me last time with your little relationship with Morrison. Hell, no one saw that coming. Promo himself said that I was never going to come back. Well, I hate to inform you guys, I am not going down that easy. You can burn me, you can bury me, you can fuck up my knee all you want, but my career won't be over like that. I came here to make a destiny and you guys just seem to love fucking with me. Parks, you thought that this whole war was over, but like a great explorer once said, I have not yet begun to fight. All you have done to me now is push me more.
I read this week you were a little upset with Michael Morrison. Surely this all can't be about DCP.
And how about you, Morrison? Mr. I love shoving worthless crap down everyone's throat. Hey, remember when you raided my match against Joey and Evangelista? Well, I got a little rating chart for you myself. Talent, F. Execution, F. Entertainment value, F. Competitiveness, F. Fan approval, F minus. How do you like it now that I am the tester? How about this, Morrison? Maybe you should give up selling your worthless merchandise because it is getting you nowhere. You hear these fans? They don't like you. After all the times you laid me out with cheap shot after cheap shot, look at who is the one standing above you now, Morrison. The man with no identity, Chris Ross.
What about a guy like Daryl Bazal? Is he also on your hit list?
Oh, don't think I have nothing to see, you bizarre. Let me get the facts straight here. The whole nation claims that you killed the Black Knights. I hate to inform you, but you didn't kill shit. Sure, you beat the crap out of Kavanaugh with righteous. Sure, you ended his career. If he wanted to after some surgery and therapy, he can easily come back. I killed Jack Clayton. You didn't do shit to him, Bizarre. That was all me. But really, you can thank Parks here for pushing me that far, but that is a different topic. See, the difference between me and you is that you let Kavanaugh live. I let Craven die. I got the job done. You did it. I suggest to you, Bizarre, is that you stop taking credit for my accomplishment.
Well, as long as you don't wipe me out, I'll close this interview up by saying, I'm your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if it doesn't involve pulling the wrong flag down during your match, then it doesn't belong on my show.